Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. Can you hear the passion of the Spirit of God speaking through my voice right now? We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere not to just be religious, but be normal, red hot for Jesus. My guest is normal. His name is Keith Miller. I'm catching up with him by way of telephone at his home in Amarillo, Texas. And Keith had a series of angelic encounters beginning in August 2002. And as a result of these encounters, he's written his new book, Surrender to the Spirit, which supernaturally, because it came from God, will allow you to walk in the fullness of God, in all seven facets of the Spirit of God. And Keith, if you would review again this first encounter that occurred in August of 2002.
Yeah, well, I was in a worship service, and I was actually going to be one of the speakers in a school, and we were doing a school with different people, and during the worship service, I was just worshiping. All of a sudden, I had a prophetic encounter where I was caught up, and I saw this massive, incredibly strong, authoritative angel of the Lord. And as I saw him, it lasted about 10 seconds, 15 seconds, but he said, "Open your mouth." And when I opened my mouth, he threw something in my mouth, and I began to eat it. And when I come out of the prophetic encounter, I just knew in my spirit that it was Ezekiel chapter 3, in Revelation 10, where in Ezekiel 3, he says, "Take the scroll, eat the scroll, and it'd be sweet to your mouth, but it'd be bitter to your belly." And then in Revelation 10, the angel of the Lord had an open book and showed it to John. He said, "Take the book and eat the book." And that's what the encounter was. And as that moment, I knew something incredible had taken place. And as I
Just out of curiosity, had you ever seen an angel before?
You know, I've had prophetic encounters. I would have to say that I've been around the prophetic and the encounters, but I had never seen or been in part of an encounter like that where it was so tangible, so real, and plus the scroll book. I didn't know. I had never studied scrolls. I'd never studied anything about books in the Bible. I really didn't even know what it was when it happened. I really didn't have a feel of what took place at all. I just knew that it was something that was life-changing because I knew I was at a point that, like we'd shared on Monday and during the different interviews of the radio program, where I began to cry out because of a deep hunger out of a need in 1994, a need to see the power of God, to see people's lives change.
Okay, then came September, the next month of 2002, the same angel shows up. What happened?
3 o'clock in the morning, woke me up right out of bed. I woke up and I knew instantly that I was to go to my office, and it's about 20 minutes, about 15 minutes from our house. So I got dressed and headed to our office. And as soon as I walked into the door of the front of the office area, as soon as I walked in there, you could just feel the tangible electrical presence of the Lord. I mean, just like, oh my gosh. And I threw off my shoes, and it's like you don't know what to expect. And as I walked through the front reception area, opened up the door that led to the corridor down to the different offices, mine was the third door and on the right. And as I opened up that door, there standing straight in the back from in the hallway in the break room was the same angel. But it was different this time. Because this time, it wasn't a prophetic encounter. It wasn't a vision. He was there. I mean, sometimes it's hard to understand. Even I have to ask myself during the encounter, I said, what's going on? But it wasn't a vision. It wasn't a trance. He was literally right there. And it undone me. A fear hit me, a fear of God. And, I mean, I just went, oh. I mean, it's just like every hair on my body stood up. I was undone. And I dove dove. I literally dove into my office and hit the floor. When I hit the floor, I began to pray, but all of a sudden then I was in a prophetic encounter for about 45 minutes, and the Holy Spirit began to, my cry at that point had been saying, Lord, I want to know the counsel of heaven. I want to know your counsel that stands for many generations, and when I go out to minister, I don't want to just speak a word. I don't want to just share a word. I want the counsel of heaven that establishes the kingdom. And for about 45 minutes in this encounter, he showed me like a movie screen that he pulled down, and I began to see scenes begin to be played on the movie screen. And I knew at that moment that he was going to answer my prayer, and as I went out, he was going to show me the counsel of heaven for different cities, different regions, different places, different ministries, different churches that we go to now. And that takes place. And after about 45 minutes, I felt the lifting of the Holy Spirit lift off me, the power, the unction. I could sense that he had lifted off from me there in my office. And I said this statement, Holy Spirit, what about the guy in my hallway? And he said, look, he has names written on his arms and his legs. So, you know, I'm real brave. I have to be honest, I just kind of ducked my head and looked real quick because this guy was huge, massive, and the presence was overpowering.
So this was another angel?
No, same angel, still there. And I looked my head out in the hall, and he's still there, so I just jumped out in the hall, and there he was. And this guy, he's just incredibly authoritative, incredibly in realm of authority and massive, and he had his arms crossed. And from the shoulder to the elbow was a name written on each shoulder, elbow, and it was strength and stature. And then he left, just like that. Just the moment I read the names, I saw strength and stature, he was gone, just like that. And I knew, I said, okay, I need to learn everything I can on strength and stature. I mean, first of all, it took me hours to get over the encounter. I mean, it was just an incredible thing that took place. And so I started studying out the Word. And what the Lord was showing me at that time was the strength of, and this is Ephesians 3:16, because really where we're pulling from and part of what the book's bringing out is Ephesians 3:16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, where we begin to see the exceedingly abundantly above and beyond. But what brings out that scripture in the context of the flow is the fullness of God. And it starts off in Ephesians 3:16 that he would grant to us from the riches of his glory to be strengthened in the inner man by the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's incredible because you begin to pull out that scripture, and the word strength there means, from the Greek root word, kratos, which means manifested dominion. So he wants us to learn how to live in an infusion, constantly supply, and that's where the lampstand comes in and why it's a shadow of things to come, because the center pipe is Christ, and when we're in union with Christ, we're constantly receiving fresh oil, fresh drink, fresh oil, fresh drink from by his divine power, through his divine nature, the hope of Christ, the hope of glory, Christ in us.
Right, and you're describing the lampstand
in
the temple and in the times that we're living in. We need it more than ever.
Yes, we do. That's why I believe the message is for such a time as now. That's why I felt like we waited, and this all took place in 2002, but it was a season that the Lord didn't want me just to know about this, but he wanted me to begin to understand, which understanding was going to bring the revelation, which brings impartation, that'll bring demonstration. So we can live. He wants us to know the strength of the Lord, being the dominion of the King's kingdom within us, that we're not tossed to and fro, but we're strong. Paul said it the best in Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the power and the might of the Lord. And that word there is kratos, and it means manifested dominion. So There's a strength in the Lord of the dominion of the kingdom in us, but then Paul understood this so much that in Acts 19:20, he says, the word of God grew and prevailed mightily. And the word there, mightily, is kratos. So what happened in them began to touch out of them, and the word grew and prevailed. And that's what the Lord wanted, was that message of this second event with the angel, was you need to work, operate in his strength, and then you need to function out of the full stature of Christ in you because of the kingdom dominion that's coming to the body of Christ for the glory and power he's going to release. We can't operate in our strength, and we have to be in the full stature of Christ in us.
And the thing that excites me is when you shared earlier this week about the impartation you received at the Benny Hinn meeting, this book is pregnant with impartation.
Yes, it is. That was our cry. That's what we asked the Lord when we wrote it. We wanted it more than just a book, and we like what our friend Bill Johnson says from Reading. And I love the way he brings it out. He says, a book gives the reader the opportunity to have an encounter in the same way as the writer had the encounter.
Well, if that doesn't challenge you, nothing will. The thing that this book does is it unveils from heaven what the fullness of God is. But not just the fullness of God, but the fullness of God for your life, the intimacy that your heart is crying for. And it does it in such a way where it takes the Jewish lampstand, the seven candles, which are the seven attributes of God, the seven functions of God, and it explains each function. But sometime between now and the end of the week, Keith, I want you to share about the time you were frozen in the spirit, literally frozen in the spirit, and you had an encounter with the spirit of wisdom. And if there is a spirit that we need desperately now, it's the spirit of wisdom. We're making the book available. The title of the book is Surrender to the Spirit, and it's available for a donation of $20.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.